Hello, this is Russ Wallen with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today that my kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy, and my joy is an explosive thing. You are an improvised explosive device that I will plant in the highways and the byways where others have no joy, no peace, no composure, living lives with frayed and raw nerves, ready to give up at any moment. I will cause you to be the solution to the pollution. You know what it is to walk in the dry places, but you are coming out of hiddenness and into manifestation. The manifestation of my joy will flow out from you, for you are a joy bomb, says the Father. This is not the mindless mirth of distracted and perverse minds. This is my pristine joy and acceleration that makes life worth living and sustains those who have been without hope until their personal Shiloh comes, as it has come to you this day. Be ready to receive those that come to you. You will often feel that you're giving out of what you can ill afford yourself. I so loved, however, that I gave. As you give out of yourself, I will bring increase. I will increase your joy, and I will increase your substance until you are bursting at the seams and unable to account for my goodness. You will be an example, says the Father, of my goodness poured out in life upon your home. It will be even as the home of that man named Obed-Edom, where David kept the Ark of the Covenant. Things will tend to your benefit and blessing and not cause any downturn, for despondency will be banished from your midst. People will remark how they love to be around you and even sit and visit with you in your home, and you will have opportunity to say, "Do you really want to know why things are so different?" They will inquire after the hope and the joy of my spirit in your life, and they will become partakers and participators in that hope themselves. There are two powers in my kingdom. One is exousia, that is a position and an authority. The other is dunamis, the raw power of my spirit, which is immediate and transformative. You will experience both. And you will learn to walk in the authority of my kingdom that releases the immediacy of the miraculous. Even as that man in Galatians who was said to be he who works miracles among you, I will train and teach you. Allow me to train and teach you how to move in the gifts of my spirit until you can prophesy at will, speak in tongues at will, move in healing and discernment, and yes, even miracles at will. I will destroy unbelief in you and cause you to be an instrument through which I destroy unbelief in the lives of others. You are my demonstrator. You don't have to talk about what you demonstrate. I am bringing you out of the mundane into a place of participation in my purposes. I call you a first partaker. Don't look for examples, for if you look for the examples that others have set, you will have set your sights too low. You can be encouraged, says the Father, by what others have done, but I am giving you that which is uniquely your own by the manifestation of my Spirit, says the Father. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.